They'll try to push a peace deal for Russia and Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. At the summit of G20 nations starting today in Rio, with President Biden gathered with world leaders. But the plan that Brazil and China are working on is opposed by Ukraine's president, who's much happier with this.
Senior U.S. officials say President Biden is authorizing Ukraine to use U.S.-provided long-range missiles to target inside Russian territory, likely focusing on the Kursk region, where as many as 10,000 North Korean troops have joined Russian soldiers.
The United States has been clear that we would respond to that. We've been clear to the Russians that we would respond to that.
Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer would not offer details on what that response would be, but says it is consistent with the administration's approach.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. A Russian lawmaker warns of World War III as Russian strikes in Ukraine have killed at least 19 people in the cities of Sumy and Odessa. President-elect Trump still mulling who he wants to be Treasury Secretary, with as many as four people under consideration. He did nominate an FCC Commissioner, Brendan Carr, to be chairman of the Federal Communications Commission.
Trump says in a statement, Commissioner Carr is a warrior for free speech and has fought against the regulatory lawfare that has stifled Americans' freedoms. Carr thanked Trump on X last night, saying we must dismantle the censorship cartel and restore free speech rights for everyday Americans.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. Democrats are critical of several Trump nominees, planning strong opposition at Senate confirmation hearings. Now, Republicans will control the Senate with 53 members, though one unseated Democrat, Senator Bob Casey's not conceding yet.
As his margin of defeat under Republican Dave McCormick was tight enough to trigger an automatic recount under state law, which is supported by Pennsylvania's other senator, Democrat John Fetterman.
I think they'll never understand why it's controversial to count every vote.
Senator-elect and Republican Dave McCormick's campaign suing at least a couple of counties for allowing undated or misdated ballots to be counted.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, Donald Trump Jr. here with urgent news. The world's central banks are making unprecedented moves, and it's time to pay attention. In 2022 and 2023, they bought more gold than ever before. And now in 2024, the trend is accelerating. Why? Because central banks have lost faith in the dollar. And in these uncertain times, gold is the ultimate safe haven. If you too are worried about the dollar, I urge you to take similar action by diversifying your IRA or 401k into gold with my trusted friends at Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message.
Broadcasting Americanism from the York Heating and Air Conditioning and ACUMA.com studios. 560 KBLU.
From the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Zachary Moran-Norris. Trouble in the UMA skies this weekend after a flight was forced to return after takeoff. The American Airlines flight was forced to return to the UMA airport due to a mid-air mechanical issue Saturday morning. The flight departed from UMA International at 7:35 a.m. and was en route to Dallas-Fort Worth before it had to be diverted back. Avita Health broke ground on their new medical campus in San Luis, Arizona on Saturday. The new campus is set to open in winter 2026, and the hospital says it will include an emergency department, operating rooms, advanced imaging services, and inpatient and outpatient observation beds. The hospital says it's a major step in expanding healthcare access for South County residents. And in case you missed it, the Colorado River Crossing Balloon Festival was back this weekend. The event is sponsored by the Caballeros de Yuma and it showcases over 20 balloons in the sky all weekend long. Catch us on News 11 tonight at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports.
El Dorado broadcasters in this station congratulate the newest Yuma County Chamber of Commerce members.
DeNova Collaborative Health, La Bodega Kitchen and Bar, Watch Us Move, Grateful Enterprises, Elemental Life Spa, Back to Nature Learning Center, and Tacos Marlin.
If you'd like to find out how you can become a member and join all the benefits membership brings, email Diana at yumachamber.org. That's Diana at yumachamber.org. Or call 928-782-2567.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Welcome to Life, Death, the Law. I'm Sean Garner in studio here with Adam Hanson and Jeff Cook.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming.
You betcha.
Dr. Jeff Cook.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So Jeff Cook is the owner, operator, and doctor at Cook Orthodontics. And you were born and raised in Yuma, right? Were you born here?
No, I'm happy to talk about my... First of all, thank you for having me come.
Okay.
I feel flattered that you'd want to hear anything I have to say.
It was Sean's idea, but it's okay.
Thanks. I'll also say I'm happy about this particular format because of what's gone on in the world.
Uh-huh.
And the question of where do you turn for information, for truth.
Okay.
And
You're saying the podcast format.
The podcast format.
Okay. Right.
A long form discussion, open, trying to get to know somebody in a different way.
Uh-huh.
And then having people hear these, whatever these ideas are, or these feelings, and listen to that person and their story. And then...
I feel like you're trying to tell me you don't want to say where you're born and raised.
No, this is leading up to that. I'm sorry. Okay. Hey,
this is a long way to say it.
Was that a touchy question? Did that have been
heard? It's just, I'm expressing, I'm glad that you have this as a format because it'll give me the opportunity to tell you about me.
Okay.
In a way, and as opposed to...
To clear your name from all those mudslingers out there.
Okay. So, no, I was not born here. In fact, I was born in Provo, Utah,
mm-hmm.
when my parents were still college students. So, and this, of course, was in 1970, so it was a long time ago.
Not that long. We're not that old.
Yeah, thank you. So I was at the very beginning of that relationship, really. I mean, I was born just, a year and a half after, a year and 3 months, actually.
Oh, you're the firstborn?
I'm the oldest.
Okay.
Yeah, and a simpler time. And he was, again, still in college, and then he got accepted into dental school in Louisville, Kentucky. And so when I was one, we drove out to Lubbock, and the trip was made in a VW bus.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was their vehicle.
That doesn't surprise me one bit because I know your dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my car seat at the time was my high chair.
Nah.
And they shoved the high chair right between the two front seats. Yeah. So, at 2 years old, 1 year old, there's the plate glass, which I'm sure was not shatterproof.
Mm, no.
Driving down the interstate.
Yeah.
From Provo to Louisville.
From Provo to Louisville.
Mm-hmm. I love how you pronounced it correctly. Louisville.
Yes. Well,
because you went to school there.
I spent 12 years.
Yeah.
Louisville, Kentucky.
You don't want to offend the listeners.
No.
Louisville.
Yeah, because we have a national audience, and I'm sure a lot.
Me. It's global.
We'll call this host to code. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I made that up.
So I was born in, Zion. And then we moved the Exodus out to Louisville. And then I spent my first time through dental school with my aunt. And at the end of the 4 years that he spent there, close to the end, my sister was born, Heather. And my dad went through school with the Navy.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that. Mm-hmm.
And so he became then a Navy dentist after he graduated, and his first duty station was a small town in the desert southwest. So he was stationed here in Yuma as a dentist.
Okay, so his roots, and everybody's got a story as to how they ended up here in Yuma. Usually people don't look for exotic places on the map and end up in Yuma because of that approach. They met somebody that already had roots here, or the Navy relocated them, or a job. And so your dad came here for his service because he had to serve 4 years in the Navy to pay back
Correct.
The dental school that they paid for. and then never left. Just acquired the taste for the town and...
Well, the story continues.
Oh, okay.
Because we did leave. Oh. We didn't stay 4 years here. This is where Heather was born in Louisville. And then when we ended up in Yuma, of course, I started kindergarten and went. They bought a home in the Hermosa, which is kind of by Puebla, school there. And I have good memories of that. And we had really great neighbors. And but think about Yuma back in the early 70s. There was maybe, 30,000 people or so in the city.
Uh-huh.
You know, the county maybe had twice that, but simpler time. There was a Kmart, and that's about it.
Yeah.
No internet, nothing like that, and just very isolated. And that put our family as most, what do you do during the day? You talk to people.
Really?
And you go outside. So my time in Yuma when I was young was brief. We were here for 2 years. Right before my dad got stationed next, my sister Jill was born.
Okay.
And our next duty station was Okinawa, Japan.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, again, think about this as what was happening. My father left, and then my mother was left in Yuma to kind of finish the affairs that were needed here with me and Heather and then Jill at 6 weeks old. And she was to make this trip to Okinawa with these children in tow.
Yeah. And there's no texting. There's no cell phone. It's the communication was a lot more limited.
Yeah. It was different. So a scary event, and she's in her 20s at the time. My mom married when she was, young.
Uh-huh.
My parents met when they were teenagers, really.
In high school?
Yeah. Yeah, my parents met in California. So anyway, this trip over to Okinawa, my mom made with little kids, and we spent a year in Okinawa, which was really cool. Also, brought our family together.
Uh-huh.
And,
You were like five.
I was in second grade, so I was seven. Okay. Seven, and Jill was a baby, and it was a neat experience. I remember Okinawa being so different. The beaches beautiful, and I had really really blonde hair.
And, really,
yeah. So that's good luck. So I had my head rubbed a lot.
Oh,
the look.
Is it still good luck? I'll go over there.
Yeah.
Charge for a head rub.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, the next duty station is San Diego, and we spent a year in San Diego, and then he had spent 4 years, and then he got accepted into his orthodontic residency back in Louisville.
Okay.
So I'm still not really in Yuma yet again.
Yeah.
Back to Louisville, and we spent 2 years there.
So now he's paid off his dental school debt, having served his 4 years in the military and the Navy, and now he's going to go back to orthodontic school. Who's going to pay for that?
That's a good question. I think at the time they probably had some savings. The school itself, when you're in that residency, I believe they pay you a little bit.
Okay.
That wasn't the case for me. He also served in the Army National Guard. And there were other things that he did. He worked after hours at orthodontic labs, and I think he might have even moonlighted as a dentist. So he scrapped there. I don't think they took out a lot of loans.
Uh-huh. Was it a combination of the school tuition not being as high as we see today and opportunity to work at the same time and get compensation as he went through his residency, all of that culminating together so he didn't come out of school with a debt that was worth more than a typical house?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a good question, too, because what's happened now with education being, that's the question. Orthodontists are graduating now, $500,000, $800,000 in debt. And, but because he went through the Navy and sacrificed that, and then they worked, and my mom sold bread, and, so I think they were very frugal.
I think that is such a fantastic option of going through some sort of military to get schooling, because not only do you get a better appreciation for what's going on in the military and world affairs, you get a different perspective. But you get a realistic time frame for paying off the debt that you acquire and going through school. It's 4 years, and it's going to happen. Whereas a lot of people today, they get so much debt. An average lawyer, I think, graduates with between $150,000 and $300,000 in debt. An average dentist, I think, is much higher. It's like $300,000 and $500,000 of debt. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it's totally debilitating. You can't go out and try to buy a house and do those types of things. It's living the American dream, even though you sacrifice 8-12 years in getting this education and investing in yourself to actually apply your skill. And so the debt and education issue is a whole nother discussion, but I'm interested to hear where you went from there as far as getting involved in going to school and coming back and settling back in Yuma. Mm-hmm.
Well, so at the end of that 2 years there, then my brother Zach was born.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was born in Louisville, and then they have a decision to make where to set up. Would they stay in Louisville? He looked at going to Utah, but after discussion, the decision was made to come back to Yuma.
So Yuma planted enough of a seed in him. You were here for only 2 years, right, the initial stint, that was the opportunity. Was it because the lack of professionals and then therefore the opportunity as a new professional to come out and set up shop and have a good potential to build up your business? Do you think that was a lure, or was it the 120-degree summer?
I think it was the community.
I don't think
it was the opportunity. I mean, he was going to be successful wherever he wanted to go. I think he and my mom made the decision based on where do I want to raise my family. And so that's what they decided to do, come back to Yuma. And again, at the time, as I'm, I guess, trying to paint the picture for some of the things to talk about, the interest rates to buy a home in the early 80s were like 6-17%.
Yeah.
Imagine buying a home, basically feeling like you got to put it on a credit card,
yep.
You know, and start a business. So my father moved to Yuma in 1981 and started a de novo practice, just, you know, opened the door and said, here I am. And would see, you know, at first, of course, like 3 people a day or 4 people a day. And, you know, now I see 40 or 50 or even 60 people a day. Sure. You know. So I'm standing on those shoulders, but that's how that was built.
So my son just had his braces taken off last week.
That's right.
And it's amazing.
It's
amazing. You know, it really changes, especially for a teenager. It helps them with their confidence and all of that. And it's fun because they like the orthodontist. They don't like the dentist so much. Nobody likes the dentist. But the orthodontist, they like, because it's not, you're not imposing pain on them at the moment. Yeah, the braces hurt over the long period, but and then they come out, they got beautiful teeth.
Yeah,
and that I don't know what is better to create confidence than a glowing smile.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's been an awesome career for me, and it wasn't something that I wanted to do until I was almost done with college, actually. To show you really what impression Yuma left on me, even as a kid, when I was here, I would see the airplanes fly by. And of course, in the 70s, there were the F-4 and the A-4. And it was just, that's cool. And even when I went to Japan, I would see the Blackbird and it's
really
up in the sky seeing, yeah, it's something that a seed was planted very young.
Did you have the posters on your wall?
I did. I had posters, and I just was always looking up. So when I grew up here, again, I came back, and I, you know, was by the time my dad got out of school, I was basically in junior high.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I want to fly, and so that was my goal and design, my aim at that time, and I even went through officer candidate school for the Marine Corps and did some real planning in that regard. So I was
at what point in your life did you go through that Officer Candace.
Well, let's kind of back that.
Okay. I think we have to take a break, yeah, sure. Right? And we're going to come back and we're going to pick up where we left off. This is Life, Death, and the Law.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
72 and breezy, not as windy as Sunday, but still about 10 to 15 mile per hour winds for today. 72 for the high, 49 tonight. Sunny and 72 tomorrow, 47 on Tuesday night. And Wednesday, sunny and 76.
Everyone deserves a fast and reliable connection. One that helps better their everyday through the things they value most. Friends and family, education and career. A connection that opens pathways to opportunity and builds roads to a better future. At Spectrum, we're committed to delivering just that every single day. Because with the right connection, anything is possible. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. We've got Sean. We've got Dr. Cook with us, and Jeff Cook, our good friend. We can call you a good friend, right? We're more than Facebook friends.
Absolutely.
A little bit more.
Indeed.
Not, you know,
yes,
best friends, but we're pretty good friends.
We're working on it.
Yeah. But Jeff has an interesting story. You were talking in the last segment about how you spent some time here as a little boy, moved away for most of the growing up years and came back. Your parents, who is also a dentist, paved the road for you. And you were just picking up about how your love for flight came to be. You saw these huge planes flying off the Marine Corps here.
Yeah.
Airbus.
So when I came back to Yuma, that was, I was like, this is what I think I want to do.
Yeah.
And a year or two after we got back here to Yuma, the last child was born. That's Jake. And at that time, we noticed there was kind of something wrong with Zach. He was missing developmental milestones. He was not communicating. And certainly by the time my mom was pregnant with Jake, she was like, there's something going on here. And again, this is the early 80s. So information about what things.
When she went on WebMD to figure out what was going on.
Exactly. That's right. What I said, yeah. And there are not a lot of resources available. So, you know, just did your best. Of course, by the time my brothers were 3 or 4 or 5, it was obvious that both of them had something wrong, that they were going to be special needs. And so what do you do with that? So they did reach out. They went to San Diego and talked with people. And there were a couple of diagnoses made that were not correct, doing the best they can. But the prognosis for my brothers both was pretty dire. It was to be a lot of intense care for the rest of their life, for whatever life they would have left. There was even fear of, you know, these children just don't live that long.
Wow.
So yeah, that was the home that I grew up in. By the time, I was basically almost a teenager when all this was happening.
Yeah. And did that take a lot of your parents' attention away from you and Jill? And because they were just, they had their hands full with Zach and Jake.
You know, looking, I didn't feel that. I felt like we as a family came together to manage this dynamic. And it was like having two little Tasmanian devils, you know. They would get into everything and eat anything. And my parents bought little animals like rabbits and chicks and ducks and stuff like that. And to help my brothers learn about life and how to take care and be gentle. And they were not gentle. And, not a ton of those died of old age. But we had little chicks, and you'd watch Zach, you know, kind of pet the chick, and then all of a sudden the chick's head would start poking at her, like, softer. So there are lots of fun stories about that. It's a real trial having them. But I do feel like it did bring our family closer together in that regard.
Isn't that interesting? How the trials that we have actually end up being the things that help us develop the most.
For sure. It's definitely a make or break thing where a lot of couples that will have a special needs child, it can really bond you together or be something that can take it apart. But fortunately, our home was built by my parents, who are amazing and awesome. And my mom started, actually, my parents bought a small bakery in the 80s for my dad's dad, who came back to La Jolla. And so mostly muffins was just a little hole in the wall off of Fourth Avenue and 12th Street or something like that back then. And then she grew that into two locations, and it was really successful for our family. We had lots of muffins for years and years and frozen yogurt and stuff like that. It was really
interesting. Side note is that the first time I saw my to-be wife, she was wearing a mostly muffin shirt, uh-huh. and that stuck in my brain. Uh-huh. I always saw, I met her, we spent some time together for a period of 2 days, then I left on a mission for my church for 2 years, and I remember her as a mostly muffins girl.
That's,
so you worked at your parents?
So cool.
Yeah,
so then my wife.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
her teenage years are formed by mostly muffins. And I think she's a baker now. She's a professional baker now. And a lot of that had to do with mostly muffins.
And I think that,
no kidding,
that testifies to exactly what you said about your parents coming to Yuma because of community. Like, this community is pretty amazing at shaping individuals. If you allow it. I mean, if you look for handouts and life just to be laid out for you on a red carpet, it's not going to happen. But it does. It is a great opportunity to build character, and there are some wonderful people here.
Yeah, I agree.
I had a question. So you said you're the oldest. So when Zach and Jake came along, usually the oldest has a propensity to be the protector of those that are younger for whatever reason. That's what I've noticed as I look at families and I see the oldest in their family. They tend to watch over the other chicks of the family. Is that kind of how you felt about Zach and Jake? And even today, I mean, they're still thriving today.
Yeah, very, very much so. I'm very protective of them. And at the time, certainly seeing these little kids that it does something to your home when you see someone that is suffering and struggling in that way. And it's every day and it's all day. And so, yeah, I was very and very, but there was a reverse to that too, because they, you know, my brothers are huge now. They're big and strong, and so in a lot of ways they have been counselors and protectors for me also in going places. And although that can be a little bit of a challenge going places with them sometimes, they're hard to manage, but it's fun too. And
it's funny you say that, because for years we would go, they are in love with my wife. And so we would take them to the movies. That's one of their favorite things to do. And I am not a touchy person. I hate touching. I hate being touched most of the time. And that's all Zach can do. So he's in my face, on my ears and all that stuff. And it was really good for me to have to just kind of like, just take it, you know? It's like that little chick, you just take it. And he's not soft most of the time.
No, they have sensory needs.
Yes.
And
yeah.
When they were really little, they would try to pull your ear off your head, you know, so they don't do that anymore. But yeah, that's cool. I didn't realize all the connections that we had.
Yeah, we do. We used to. Yeah. I say we used to because once our kids got to a certain age, it was difficult with time. But yeah, we would go to movies probably weekly, or at least once a month with Jake.
Yeah.
Zach.
So anyway, I don't know if this is boring or not, but that was my home. That's how I grew up. And then when I left home, I actually got married really young. And then...
How old were you? What is young?
18.
Oh.
That is young. And I went to Kiowa to NWC for 2 years. I went to NAU for a year.
I didn't realize that. So we're AWC alumni. Yes. Yeah. Toro.
This was a great, you know, I left home and I was responsible for life at a young age. And I worked at the Yuma Daily Sun as a bundle dropper.
Oh, yeah. That's some real work.
That is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know what that is.
Okay. So I did that and other work here, putting myself through school. And you know, I valued my education a lot because I was paying for it.
Yeah.
And
AWC is fortunately affordable enough that it's realistic that you can afford the school, but at the same time, it is real money that you're paying.
Well, yeah. And so I didn't come out of that part of my education with any debt, but it was a good foundation and taught me how to study and work. And
so both undergrad and undergrad at NAU, you didn't have any debt?
No.
Because you worked and combined it with scholarships?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I got out of college really without any debt. I went to NAU for a year. And then after that, that's, you know, during that, one of those summers is when I went to Officer Candidate School because I thought this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
What branch of the military?
OCS is with the Marine Corps.
Okay.
And I had a contract for aviation. That's why I was wanting to do that, because they said, okay, as long as you go through this pipeline, then you'll at least fly. And there's no guarantee of what you'll fly, but there'll be an opportunity for you to do that.
Okay.
And by the time I got through that first summer and I came home, I started to reevaluate really what I wanted to do with my life and made some changes and realized that's when the Gulf War broke out in 91. And I'm like, wow, these guys actually, you know, this isn't just a game.
They die.
Well, it wasn't necessarily a fear for myself. It was, what is this machine? And do I want to be a part of it?
Okay.
And I obviously have great respect for that. But for me, I wasn't sure if I had the constitution and I wanted to have a family.
Was it that, so it wasn't a fear for you, but as you were going to be used as a tool of death.
Maybe that was it, you know, and like I said, the Marines are hard chargers and devil dogs, and I love that, and there would have been a place for me there, but it would have changed who I was becoming, I think, and I just decided, although I had seen successful homes and families, I didn't want to roll the dice on a military career that was going to take me away from it at times.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a difficult life, one that I didn't sign up for. I'm grateful for those that do that. But for me, it was a decision-making time.
And you didn't even, did you have kids at the time?
No.
So you're thinking in advance, which I think is rare for young males to think, what type of career is going to present the best family life without even having kids, because kids they change, you know, your whole perspective on life.
Yeah.
But and I know my wife, she was thinking about that constantly. She was dreaming about, you know, her wedding day from the time she was probably 6 years old. I never thought one minute about it, and I certainly didn't think about what career is going to provide me the best, you know, family life until I actually had a child, and then my whole paradigm shift occurred.
Yeah. Well, so I guess looking back, I didn't want to be an orthodontist. I'm so grateful that that's the direction that I went, but I for myself wanted to do aviation.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm glad that I made the decisions I made. And then after that, of course, I actually did go to BYU in Utah for a year or so. And then that's when I got into dental school in Louisville, Kentucky, and went back.
So you did your associate's degree at AWC, put in a year at NAU, and then finished off your undergraduate at BYU, got accepted at Louisville Dental School, graduated high enough up in your class. Because for those of you that don't know this, you don't get to just choose to be an orthodontist. It's a very selective process where you have to graduate high enough up in your class and then apply for the orthodontics programs. And they select out of the top applicants. And it's you probably got to be up in the top five. Otherwise, you don't really have a hope.
That's probably true.
Okay.
Yeah. And I honestly, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Going in. I don't think a lot of people would know that. People think I'll be an orthodontist, and as long as I put in the hard work and grit, we'll do it. But it is a very difficult process. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not. But it is. It is what it is. So, and you were able to, you know, have the brain power and the work ethic to do it.
Mm-hmm. I suppose that's kind to say. I feel lucky. I had a good foundation. And yeah, had I known going in what I had had to do, I might have not had the confidence that I'd be able to do that.
Yeah.
But anyway. Fortunately,
we don't in a lot of things in life. What it actually is going to take to succeed, how hard it's going to be.
Yeah.
And that is actually the reason that I invited you on the show. And usually I start with this, but I'm really impressed with your lifestyle and your success story. Because in Yuma, you're a pillar of the community and that you've put on braces for thousands of kids. And you have demonstrated that you can work hard and have a life that provides a good home life and also provides good financial support. But it looks like it's easy. You make it look easy. And I want to get the real raw details of it. Is it easy? Is it as easy as you make it look?
That's a trick question.
I guess you got to take a break. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to think about that. And we'll get your answer on that. This is Life, Death, and the Law.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Are your affairs in order, or do you think your affairs are in order? I'm attorney Adam Hansen. Now is the time to stop procrastinating. In fact, we have a seminar coming up on December 6th at 2:30 in the afternoon at the Foothills Library. My partner, Sean Garner, and I will be sharing with you what you need to know to get your affairs in order, or what you need to know to update that planning. Time is of the essence. Stop procrastinating. We'll see you at the Foothills Library.
El Dorado Broadcasters, where we're all about local, local, local. Tony Driscoll here with a great opportunity for you to advertise your local business to local listeners on 1, 2, or all three of our radio stations. Black Friday and Small Business Saturday are coming up. Your customized 30-second ad will run 10 times per day per station from Monday, November 25th through Saturday, November 30th.
Get one station for $5.99, two stations for $7.99, or all three stations for $9.99.
For Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, call me now.
928-344-4999.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store is Yuma's home for Snugtop shells and lids. Snugtop, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snugtop. Truckmates is also the home of expert spray and bed liners, spraying mil-spec protective coatings, committed to unwavering excellence and unparalleled customer service. Expert liners, with available national warranty coverage and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. Truckmates is also the home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road trucks and Jeep enthusiasts. And don't forget 3M window tinting, the originators of window tinting, with nationwide lifetime warranty at Truckmates. That's expert spray and bed liners, BDS suspensions, 3M window tinting, and Snug Top, all at Truckmates. 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
At Firearms Unknown, Black Friday starts early. Daily deals on items that'll knock your socks off. Huge deals as much as 90% off. Guns, knives, ammo, and accessories. Hurry, inventory is limited, and sales are only good while supplies last. Come into the store at 801 West 32nd Street or
visit firearmsunknown.com. That's firearmsunknown.com.
Remember, at Firearms Unknown, Black Friday starts early.
You're listening to Life,
Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back. This is Life, Death, and Law. We've got Dr. Cook with us today and Sean as well, and we've been talking to Dr. Cook about his life, really, and what made him who he is. He's told us a little bit about his story, his love for aviation, and how he wanted to be so bad in a plane for the Marine Corps, but it just was not going to be right for him, and he changed that, and he ended up being an orthodontist, which my kids have all used you. I think we've got two right now that are still using you, and we're still paying you off, but that's okay. It's all right. You got to do what you got to do. But Jeff was telling us about his path of getting to where he is now, and Sean made a comment of how loved he is in the community. For all these years, he's been helping us families make our kids look nice with their teeth. And in addition to that, doing all that, he's got all these side hustles. I don't even call them side hustles. Yeah. They're things you do, right, Jeff? You never stopped doing the aviation thing. Instead, you decided, I'm just going to do it myself. I don't need the military to do this, right?
Yep, that's right. Well, I was, I guess, again, flattered that you would say I made it look, especially because you and I have spent some personal time together, and you know, yeah, certainly there have been some difficult things in everyone's life, but to answer the question.
So your life hasn't been a bullet, Jerry.
No. But I will say that the ability that I've had is based on the support that I've had. I have a great surrounding community, family. Friends, and people that I work with, it's all been helped me buoy me up and give me the opportunity. So I don't necessarily feel it has come from within, but I've been really lucky.
Because talking about some of your side hustles, you do your orthodontics practice. You've got two locations. You've got one, I don't know if we call it the Foothills, but it's right across from Gila Ridge High School. And then the other one is in Tuscany Plaza, right there off Avenue B behind Walmart and Yuma Catholic. And so you've got those two locations that you run. You work on average 3.5 days a week, but you're able to have enough time and excess cash flow because of the way you manage things that you're able to invest in real estate development and you know, you've got your own airplane and you can fly around. These are things that Adam and I dream about. Mm. And we work really hard and I go home exhausted every day. And I feel like, oh, well, that's still just as far away as it was yesterday.
Mm. Yeah. I think it was about maybe 10 or so years ago that I shifted my schedule to where I just started not taking more money, but taking more time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do take a lot of time off, and you know, they say on your deathbed you won't wish you worked more, and you know, I could make more money, but I don't, because I make more time or have more time to do other things. And
but it seems like the way that you've rounded out your life, the money just seems to, from an outsider's perspective, just work out for you. And is that because, do you feel it's because you make that conscious effort, and it's a very proactive effort to have a well-rounded life, then your business, when you concentrate on it, you do well instead of just going through the motions and performing the drudgery?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let me just say again, I've been really lucky. I mean, that's a big part of it.
Okay.
Some of my success has just come from luck. And timing with, like, I worked on developing Tuscany Plaza years and years ago, and that could have gone terribly, but it went really well, and I didn't have anything to do with the world economy or my partners, or really, it was just, I was fortunate to have that work out for me, and that gave me some opportunities, and I think when you drop newspapers at 3 a.m., you learn and you feel how important it is to save, and really what, you know, so I think I haven't been real extravagant. I've been pretty cautious with my money.
Yeah.
Over the year, I drive an F-150 truck. It's only my second vehicle.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not
years.
It's right. It's not a 2025. No, 150 that has got all the bells and whistles, the lariat with the leather, and
no, it's got cloth seats that are ripping. And I drove the first one into the ground, and this, and I'm going to drive this one too. So, I think, you know, that combined with having a good example of hard work was I was implying with my parents, my mom baking bread, and my dad, who is in his mid to late 70s now, still getting up every day and going to work and working hard.
And if you don't know John Cook,
my dad,
your dad, this guy, just envision RFK.
Yeah, oh, I like that. That's a really good.
Every time I see RFK, I think you're dad.
That's pretty good.
Because they work their tails off.
Yeah,
they feel like health is a critical aspect of having a good quality of life, and they practice what they preach. And your parents are the owners of the complex, formerly World Gym, and they go there, and they're trainers there, and they could probably outcycle 95% of us that are even the 20-year-olds.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, they're my mom's 75, my dad's 77. And so, you know, if you think about the trajectory of their life, you know, they worked and worked, went through school, served in the military, came back, set up a practice, set up a bakery, worked, and then recognized, I think, how important fitness is as they became rolling into their 50s. And that's when my dad got more and more into fitness and opened that fitness center. And that's been their life. I worked with my dad as a partner for about 12 years or so. When I came back, we worked together. And then he just was done and has spent every day, all day doing the fitness center.
Well, I'll tell you a little tidbit that I don't know if I've ever spoken out loud to you, but when I came to Yuma and I was dating Brittany, my wife, she, you know, we knew your family, and your dad was in the process of purchasing the World Gym franchise and then actually building the building. And I thought, that is amazing. That is a type of like family I would love to become, that I'd love to emulate. And so my viewpoint has never changed. So I've looked at that, and just it's the individuals within the community that work hard to contribute to these businesses that not only help the community and the services they provide employment opportunities, and show that you can build from the ground up. And a lot of people might look at your family and think that it was all handed to you. And that's what I wanted you to describe here, is that it wasn't a lot handed to you. You were fortunate in some of the decisions that you made, but how does the saying go that luck favors the bold? But I think it's luck favors those who persevere and work hard. And you do that. And also you're very keen and you're analytical. So you look at all the options. You look at the pros and cons. You look before you leap type of thing. We've had several sessions where you come to me with complex legal issues, whether it's your business or otherwise. And I sit down and I give it my best shot. And then you say, well, what about this option? And I'm like, well, why don't we just start with that? Because it's so much better. And so, yes, I suppose luck has something to do with it. But it's the fact that you do your homework that actually makes the luck happen.
Yeah. Well, and I was given everything from my parents. And by that, I mean what you've talked about. They really didn't give me financial help much. It was example. And I think that's what has made all the difference.
Comment a little bit more on that. As a parent, you see your kids out there now in life and trying to be an adult and take on responsibilities. They have to learn their own way of providing for themselves. They grew up in a very financially stable situation, and so it's easy to take for granted money. Mm-hmm. Have you been successful in passing on the lessons of life, that the value of a productive family that is financially stable is not having money, but the ability to earn money?
Yeah. No, I think I failed at that.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, I think growing up, we didn't, this will sound strange maybe, but we didn't really have a lot. You know,
really?
Mm-hmm. My father was a doctor,
but not until I was a teenager. And so really I was only at home for about 4 or 5 years while he was, and again, at the very beginning, there was not a lot. He was not wildly financially successful.
And the public perception is otherwise. They'll see if you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, you have a license to print money, and you're not entangled with the financial pressures that everybody else has. And that's just not true.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Zach and Jake, out of all us, it was a huge,
there wasn't what happened in my home later on with, you know, going on trips. It was, we never went anywhere. We never did any big trips or anything like that. Not that I felt neglected in any way. But it was a relatively humble home. It was, you know, 2,200 feet. We didn't even have a garage. It just had a carport, which is great and fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine. But that's not what, you know, by the time my children were here, I was established. And, you know, my oldest son, I have 4 children. My oldest was born while still in school, but the others didn't really see the same struggle. And so I think as a parent, I was more excited to do and to give.
Yes.
That's not to say that I failed miserably. I mean, I made them do things. They did have chores. They were Eagle Scouts. They served in church and, you know, they were responsible. But I think maybe they saw things come too easily or just assumed that this is how the world will be.
Yes.
And
if I just get up in the morning,
everything,
then things will happen.
Would you find that if they asked for something, you'd be quick to, yeah, I need these Nikes for, you know, basketball this season?
Yeah. Not as much at first, but as things evolved and it's like, well, yeah, let's do that. And I gave my kids opportunities to travel and to have access to music and education that were unusual and wonderful for them. And I thought, well, this is going to be really good for them. And I don't know what much I would, there were things I would do differently, I suppose, but it was just the environment they were raised in that, and maybe as to your point, it looked easier than it was to get there. And so there have been some hardships as they have launched. And, you know, I got them all suitcases for their 18th birthday. And as they've launched.
I love it.
There's been.
It's not only practical, but there's some. There's an undertone there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they've had their own struggles. Like, oh, okay. You know, and I watched them go and struggle and get really skinny and struggle. So they're learning, but it's different now.
Is it tempting to step in?
Not really.
Really?
No. I mean,
because as a kid, you want to.
I know. I want.
That's the
hardest thing as a parent,
to not just give
fix it
what
they
want. Yes.
To fix it. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
you're just a horrible person.
Hey, Wes. I have that inclination.
We're about a decade behind you as far as our family development goes and where our families are. So that's why I'm looking at this and I'm saying, okay, what is the next step? Because your kids are out there in the world making it. I'm struggling not to give my kids everything that they want. And what advice would you give us?
I mean, wake them up, make them work. Don't give them everything.
Literally wake them up like 6 a.m. or tell, give them a wake-up call in life?
Literally.
Literally.
Of course, your kids are probably going to seminary, and that does wake them up. But
so for our listeners, seminary is early morning church class.
Yeah.
Wakes them up.
Yes. They get there.
Molly comes rolling around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just kidding, Molly. She doesn't listen to this, so doesn't.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, I don't really know. I don't know if I have the right answer other than, you know, taking things away and living super humbly, which is hard to do.
What things would you take away? Is there certain aspects like screen time?
Sean wants the answer.
Your answer.
He needs to know.
Yeah, screen time.
Follow
through.
What type of apps should they not have access to?
Yep. Yeah, social media. I was very fortunate. My kids were not involved in social media at all. But I think that can be really problematic and
It's temperative. It's it feels like it is creating a society of anxious and depressed individuals when not only is it addictive, but it's addicted and so detrimental in a way that is practically imperceivable in how that would be, because drugs certainly they're addictive and they're detrimental, but we know that and you know, gambling or you know, pornography or sex and things like that, but on your phone, you know, that it just seems so so innocent, and yet I think the impact is very pervasive,
pernicious,
and can be very bad. Well, this is Life, Death, and the Law, and we'll talk to you next week.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
Are your affairs in order, or do you think your affairs are in order? I'm attorney Adam Hanson. Now is the time to stop procrastinating. In fact, we have a seminar coming up on December 6th at 2:30 in the afternoon at the Foothills Library. My partner, Sean Garner, and I will be sharing with you what you need to know to get your affairs in order, or what you need to know to update that planning. Time is of the essence. Stop procrastinating. We'll see you at the Foothills Library.
What's up, Yuma? Johnny Porter here. And I've been using Aloe Fiber for some time now. And honestly, the difference has been night and day. From streaming my favorite shows, working from home, and letting the kids game, everything runs without a hitch. No more lag, no more buffering, just smooth internet. Not just fast, it's reliable. If your internet's holding you back, it's time to make the switch to Aloe Fiber and experience the difference yourself. Give them a call to make that switch. 928-459-3655 or visit them online at alofiber.com/Yuma.
95.1 KTTI, 100.9 The River,
and 560 K Blue.
Welcome back our winter visitors and invite you to enjoy everything our local businesses have to offer. Be sure to visit
Nisham Cafe with two locations where all you need is love and coffee.
Did you know that warranty is the most important feature in an AC today? When an AC quits cooling, our warranties work overtime. Our York 1 5 or 10 year parts and labor warranty is second to none. 2024 is the year to upgrade to a new York AC or heat pump. Before the refrigerant changes again, call Air Central Heating and Cooling or go to our blog at acyuma.com.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
Ready? Go!
Okay, doctor.
Operation.
No,
hurry, time's almost up.
Okay. The most amazing care. Oh, Bezzy!
Oh, I know! Shrine!
Time's up! Okay, our turn.
Ready? Go! They changed my life.
Highness Hospital for Children!
Because people just like you, kids like me, can play in the game of life.
I can do things now that were impossible before.
I can draw.
I can play basketball.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you!
Go to lovetrends.org right away. Thank you!
If you're the owner and or operator of a local business and want to continue to hear the right talk, please consider advertising on KBLU. Your advertising dollars are the gasoline for the Clark, Kilmeade, Bongino, Hannity, Beck engine. Without your support, the old 560 just won't roll. Reach out to like-minded folks, the patriots listening to this legendary radio station. When you do, you can invite new customers in and remind regulars to visit more often. And most importantly, keep the programming you love on 560 KBLU.
Did you know if you're an adult living with asthma or COPD, getting sick with pertussis may result in severe complications? Pertussis, or whooping cough, is a serious respiratory illness. Vaccination is the best way to help protect against pertussis. Speak to your healthcare provider to ensure you are up to date on your Tdap vaccination. Learn more at lung.org.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU El Dorado Broadcasters LLC nor its affiliates nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.